Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
Video is a go.
I told you guys it was going to be a surprise topic. And what I really wanted to talk about is something that hasn't really been able to leave my mind ever since it was said to me. For one, it felt pretty good. And on the other half of that, I felt pretty bad. And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know,
it's a scary thing to hear.
Listen. As you know, as of last week, I had to like put a stop to a relationship I had going on. Or not actually not even a relationship. Yeah. Or a situationship.
Yeah.
Call it whatever you want. So this person and I got to talking and mutually we're like, you know what? Let's not do this anymore. Let's just not. And nothing else they said, which they said a lot.
They said a lot of things that they did not need to say.
But the only thing that stood out to me was towards the end. They were like, you know, this better not end up on your podcast. And honestly, it wasn't going to up until right now. But like I said, I've been thinking about it because every time I've thought about it, I've chuckled. Because mostly my response initially was, first of all, this is not going to be on the podcast. Not because of whatever, but only because it just wasn't going to be. I don't try to bring my personal life and whatever I have going on into the podcast. But then you had your situation that happened. You know what I mean? That's why I was like, that would be the perfect thing to just kind of talk about last minute because emotions are raw. Feelings are hurt.
Emotions are high.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We're stressed.
So if so-and-so has been waiting for this episode to come out to see if they were spoken about, there you go. You win. You win.
Hey, I literally hope you're literally staring at the screen at
yeah,
us right now.
You definitely win.
Look at you.
Listen.
Look at God.
This isn't even to make fun of you, but you win because, one, it made me realize that, man, I'll be out here potting, and y'all out here thinking y'all making content. I'm with that. You know what I mean? Like,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm looking off to the corner because we have more people in here now, and I'm making, you know, connection. I also got the shades on because my future is bright.
It is also literally bright in here.
It's also
I
very
wish
bright
I
here.
Brought my sunglasses.
I get, like, a headache. But ultimately, you know, my thing is a lot of times I feel like as a guy, you know, somebody put emphasis on that. Or as a person, even, you can't ever really walk away from it. There's never a good way to walk away from a situation. And I personally thought I handled that situation very well. You came and you told me what you wanted. And I told you I couldn't do that.
He even asked for advice. Yeah. Like, he asked a jury of his peers. What to do in this situation. And
I couldn't do it.
It just wasn't for him.
So I told you I can't do it. And then he tried to be like, what about all the moments? What about the moments? What do you want me to do about those moments? Anyway.
What about the 1983 Super Bowl? What about that?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
What about the 1999 lottery?
But I'm very upset that my, in the moment, I immediately was like, you think you're just going to end up on the podcast just because I'm cutting things off with you? But honestly, that's not fair because that's great content.
It is great content.
It's great content.
You know what? I'm not going to say from here on out. But from here on out, if you are trying to make the pod, make life interesting.
Yo, but the... Okay.
Because honestly, that made life interesting.
It did for a split second.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, somebody called you narcissistic recently.
Yep. That's new.
So go ahead. You know, this is a safe place. Let them know how you feel.
I don't even know. See, the real thing is me talking about it makes me seem narcissistic. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. But apparently, I was called narcissistic for missing an Uber Eats transaction, and I apologize for that.
That's crazy.
I reversed the transaction.
There's
I did my job.
There's a lot to unpack there.
But also, you know, here's the deal. I've had things go through on my account. Luigi and I were using the same Amazon Prime account for a second.
Because I'm broke, because we're in college.
Yeah, because just because we were in college, man. Ain't nobody trying to do all that. And so it tried to renew. Once we left college, they were like, yeah, so we're going to need that full membership. They tried to hit Luigi's card, and we both removed all the cards from it. No. obviously, I pay for Amazon Prime now. I'm not broke. I'm paying the real full price for it. We're not getting no discounts. I hate it, but I do it because I need that fast shipping. But anyways, here's the deal. Like, I didn't do it intentionally. I'm not out here just being utterly ridiculous, you know? Like, and not at any point do I feel the need to praise myself or place myself above anybody. Like, I've literally never done that in my life. I've always told people, I'm like, the crazy thing is you think that I am just so high and mighty. I low key have a disdain for myself that nobody else can have. Like, nobody else can tell me how much I love or hate myself. Like,
you sound like that punk boy who walks into the cafeteria. That old girls are like, oh, you're so awesome. But he's like, but I hate myself.
Yeah, bro, I hate myself.
Anyway.
Man, all I'm saying is don't try and come for me on how you think my mental state is or whatever you think I think of myself. Like, come on now.
No, that's a fact.
And if I do love myself, then isn't that how I should live? Yeah. I feel like that's a good thing.
And so the reason why I bring this up for two things. The first one is, this isn't the first time. There's been people that we've encountered who always, for some reason, assume that this is what the podcast is going to be about. This is actually the first time that these situations have gone down. And these people actually have gotten a live response from the podcast. So, yeah, lucky you. But also, like I was saying
Shout
earlier.
Shout out to everybody who came before you that did not.
Honorable mentions are a real thing. Honorable mentions are a real thing. And with that said, welcome to another episode of The Winning Podcast.
Hey! Hey, I might even put applause on this one. I feel like this episode deserves applause.
Let me tell you something. I got these shades on for a few reasons.
Oh, my gosh.
Mainly because I appreciate y'all. Haters, lovers, ex-lovers, situationships. And I don't want to come off like I was just this guy who had this thing in a situationship and I'm calling it off because whatever. I really got to be honest with y'all. It really wasn't. And with that, welcome back to another episode of The Winning Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah. My name is your host, Luigi.
And my name is Caleb.
Let's try that again. Welcome back to another episode of The Winning Podcast. I'm your host, Luigi.
And I'm Caleb.
Ooh, highly favored. We're out here having a good time, breaking hearts. Stealing Uber Eats money. We on a vibe.
Uber Eats.
We on a vibe. We on a wave. Let's get it.
And don't think that I didn't notice that you kicked me off of all of your streaming platforms.
That's nasty work. Listen.
It's okay though, because I have those already. It's okay.
Here's the thing. You always know who. The person who's
Lost
the most sour
history,
and bitter whenever something ends, I feel like you always kind of had some animosity towards me anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're too quick to want to clap back.
Yeah.
Like,
we
didn't end this because I hate your guts and I want nothing to do with you.
I need that,
this just wasn't working out.
I need that sound where it's like when they be like, and you're broke.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and
Leave
then y'all go,
board.
You guys start saying things, y'all start doing things and acting a certain way. It's like, then you never really, anyway. Chris Rock, did you guys watch the special?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw probably like 6 minutes of it, of basically just a whole lot of cursing, but I understand the message. Josh watched it.
Let's talk about it.
All right. So what points? All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to start here with what my qualms were without extra information.
Before that, let's start here.
All right.
It was an entire special. It wasn't just Chris Rock. Chris Rock came in towards the end.
Yeah.
A whole lot of other people went. Did anybody watch anybody else's set besides Chris Rock's?
No.
All right, then never mind. Chris Rock's set. You watched 6 minutes of it, and from that, you made an opinion. Typical people of your age group, I get that.
Yep.
What is your opinion?
My opinion was that while I do understand exactly where he's coming from and how he feels about the situation, I feel like if your point is going to be, my mom told me never to fight in front of white people, is like you're kind of still antagonizing the situation in front of white people, so I guess it's not really that bad.
It's not that much.
It's not that much different. Obviously, there like Chris Rock's audience is definitely predominantly black, and so like, but obviously, white people who love to make conflict out of black people are going to take everything that he said and turn it into way worse of a situation. And that's just my two cents on it personally. But
I'm gonna stop you right there before we talk about anything else, because I know you have other points.
Go for it.
Why do we care where we fight, in front of white people or in front of black people? White people certainly don't care where they fight.
Absolutely.
So what I don't think,
they don't care where we fight either.
I don't think that point holds up to be like, my mama told me never. Nah, dog. Like if I feel some sort of way, it doesn't really matter where we're at. I mean, it does matter where we're at. We're at the Oscars, because I've already made my point that Will Smith should have never smacked Chris Rock.
Not there.
But I don't agree with, oh, we shouldn't have done that in front of white people. Because honestly, if you ask me, that's some slave mentality shit. Like, yeah, what does that mean?
That's not the point at all. That was not the point at all. And that is one of the things that kind of struck me the wrong way, too, was I was like, why do we, exactly like you said, why do we care what the white people think? Like, if I'm going to stomp you, I'm going to stomp you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what it is. So if I see you in the streets, that's where it should have landed. Like, I would have loved to have seen some aggressive DMs. Like, give me some more tea.
Some aggressive DMs.
Give me some tea.
What kind of Twitter finger shit? No, some aggressive DMs.
Bro, here's
aggressive
the deal.
DMs from who? Let's clear that up.
From Will to Chris.
Why? Like, from Will to Chris.
If you didn't expect him to smack him, then what? I do understand, don't smack him in a public setting. Like, we're at the Oscars. That is kind of weird. Like, that was a little bit much. But at the same time, like, what was he going to do? Catch him at the after party and stomp him again in front of white people? Like, it really doesn't matter where you get him. They were going to cover it exactly the same.
So, but earlier you were saying how, again, we shouldn't be doing that type of stuff in front of white people. What was your point with that? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, what should you not be doing in front of white people?
Don't even, again, lauding the white people in the situation. Why do the white people even matter in that situation?
I mean, it's the Oscars.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if your whole point is that the only problem that you have with it is that you had to fight in front of white people, like, okay, bro. Like, and if someone else had done it, someone with a lot more hood of a reputation came up and stomped you in front of all these white people, you would have heard a lot different things about this.
I don't know. I don't agree with the whole white people in front of white people thing, because again, like, things go down and things go down.
Exactly. That's what my point is.
And he's
using white people as an excuse.
But I think it's in two very different settings. Honestly, even at Dave Chappelle, who is an amazing comedian, even at Kevin Hart, go down the list. There's always a lot of white people in the room. So as a comedian, where his job is to get in front of people, and a lot of time the only people who can afford his tickets are white people, he decided to let the jokes off. I don't think it's the same, because Will Smith should have not done that in front of white people. But I think Chris Rock has
the forum to do it in front of white people.
Yeah. He's a comedian.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
That's like, you watch the Oscars not necessarily to watch the conflicts that go there, but you definitely go to see a comedian to make jokes. And a lot of time, like I said, it's a very mixed crowd.
Here's what I think on that situation as a whole. If Will Smith had not hit Chris Rock that night, then Will Smith would have been on SNL. And Will Smith would have been making jokes about Chris
Will
Rock.
Will Smith would have not been on SNL.
Oh,
and
man.
Will Smith
Why
would
wouldn't?
Have not been making
Why
jokes.
Why wouldn't he? Because
he's not,
he?
Will Smith is not a comedian.
I definitely would find that Will Smith places in the category of a person who can make jokes.
Okay. Definitely. Being able to, I can make jokes.
Yeah, of course.
That's fine. But
and I would say that in your own right, you are also a comedian. I'm not saying you're an accomplished comedian. I'm just saying that you could play the role of a comedian.
Is he
comedian.
Calling me funny?
Hey.
Anyway, no.
Well, are you mad at this?
Just slightly.
Gives compliment. Are you slightly. Calling me funny?
Let's move
oh my
on.
God.
What was your other point that you didn't like about what Chris Rock was doing? Because
I just felt like. Okay, go ahead. Because
it sounds like you didn't agree with it. I'm going to come out and say I fully, for my own reasons, support the entire thing. So let's go. What was your other thing?
I always support somebody, like an entertainer, doing their job and talking about their life. Because Richard Pryor attempted suicide. That's not funny. Attempted suicide multiple times. And every time he did it, he made stand-up comedy about it. I bring this up all the time. Whenever people want to talk about somebody going too far with jokes or being ridiculous with their comedy, I always agree. The comedian is right. Like, Louis C.K. is probably the only person... No, it's probably the only person that has not been accepted after the things that they did. And he even tried to explain himself out of that situation.
Okay, the things that he did were pretty freaking wild.
We need to have discussion about that another time. But no, I'm not saying that I support it. I'm saying that we need to have a discussion about it
because
we're not prepared.
Yeah, fair enough.
But my point, damn, you derailed me there. I was going somewhere with that. But basically, I always support the comedian. Talk about what you're talking about. Do whatever you want to do. But I just don't feel like. The first thing that I have as a secondary problem is, A, you didn't come up with... There were not any more offensives as the B word. Like, it just... I feel like I heard the B word a little bit too many times. And that was only because it was the time of day that I watched the clip, maybe.
I will be honest. I don't think it was Chris Rock's funniest stand-up.
No.
I definitely heard him make funnier jokes.
And
it is it is centered around, you know, because the highlight was the Will Smith response. That's what we all came to see.
Yeah.
We didn't really care what else you talked about. Because he made jokes about abortions and all sorts of other stuff. But we came to see the Will Smith. And the way he pitched it and all the jokes and the punchlines, I will say they landed flat. They weren't his funniest. But anyway, I get it.
Yeah. For me, I could call somebody the B word 20 times in like a minute and it probably wouldn't be nearly as funny because nobody knows me, but I'm sure if Chris Tucker or Eddie Murphy wanted to get up there, Eddie Murphy did do it. Actually, Eddie Murphy called him the B word too. Mm-hmm. Like, if Eddie Murphy just sat up there and just was like, Will Smith is a B-word, Will Smith is a B-word, Will Smith is a B-word, like, people would probably be like, yeah, that's hilarious. But that's only because they know Eddie Murphy's funny. They're like, ah, funny guy. Like, yeah. We're just going to laugh at your jokes.
So do you think...
And I feel like that was kind of like a... Not like an entirely cheap shot. Yeah, throw at least five of them in there.
So do you think this took too long? Do you think it was...
I think that it was just...
It's not
so much that it was too long a response. Like we talked about before we started recording, he was already doing other stuff when that happened. You can't really change your routine halfway through doing a tour, especially when it comes to comedy, because you're already doing that. Like that's what you do. So he had to have time to formulate new jokes. And I felt like for the amount of time that was given, the new jokes weren't as hard as they could have been. Yeah. Like the internet came up with better jokes.
Yeah.
You know? And you so think- for that, I'm just like, hey, praise be, you know, you got your jokes off, you got your lick. Now I swear if your next stand-up is not funnier than that, then I may have just lost faith in you as a comedian, but that's okay because we got, you got your 2 years, 2 years out of that instance.
Has everybody, it been 2 years?
It's been a year, but the next time he'd have a new like routine would be another year from now.
Who do we think comes out on top now that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and Chris Rock got his lick back on Netflix Live? Who do we think comes out on top? In all honesty.
I really don't know.
Here's the one thing I will feel like say.
They both lose.
I don't agree with that. I think Chris Rock wins and what's it called when I'm blinking out.
I'm gonna start doing animations.
I think Chris Rock wins and
head here. Ding ding ding.
What's it called after the fight is over and you need technical win or
TKO.
Yeah, TKO.
Yeah, is it win by points?
I think he wins by points only because.
Okay.
Honestly, all he really had to do on that stage was bring up the points that we were all already thinking. And go off of that, which he did. And the main point was, till this day, August Alsina is still making videos and references and TikToks and whatever you call it, vlogs, about sleeping with Jada Pinkett Smith.
It's almost like that's the only thing that ever happened in his life.
That's not the point. The point is, no one's ever smacked him. You know, rappers have gone on record. Artists have gone on record.
Okay, hold on.
Like, a lot of entertainers have gone on record to be like, if that was me, it would have never happened.
Technically, Tory Lanez did smack him. Remember, we covered
that.
Yeah,
but it was not for Will Smith. Okay?
It wasn't for Will, no. Yeah. But somebody did smack him.
But I'm just saying, it does seem like, and in a way, you could really say Will Smith picked the smallest guy to buck up to. Because Will Smith is a lot bigger than Chris Rock. And based off of that alone, I don't, this could have been 5 years from now, I would have wanted to hear the response. Because I want to know how you felt about a guy who's literally about two of you, who smacked you at the Oscars, and you thought it was supposed to be a part of the bit.
Hey, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Like, did the jokes land flat? He could have done a lot better? Yeah. But you know what? Maybe he's still scared, or maybe he just values his personal relationship with the Smiths, because apparently he has one.
Had one.
They might still. You never know how Hollywood really works. So, on those terms, I don't think Chris Rock loses here or that he's at fault here. Even making bad jokes and, you know, responding and kind of building off the controversy to me are very different things.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we went to go see Kevin Hart, and honestly, not all of his jokes landed.
Yeah, not with me at least.
So, it's one of those things, but I definitely think that considering Will Smith's last movie was Emancipation, where he played a slave, and people are already feeling some sort of way about that, and he also made... Because, again, Chris Rock is a comedian. He was never going to meet Will in the streets. That was never going to happen. If Chris Rock puts on weight, it would look weird. You're supposed to be the funny guy. You have to be scrawny. You know what I mean? Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle are the only ones who did it and got away with it. And Bernie Mac. But Bernie Mac was big in general.
He was already big.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? Like, this was Chris Rock's only chance to buck back at the Smiths and whatever had happened on stage. It would have never happened in any other way. It wouldn't have happened in the DMs, because if Chris Rock slides in Will's DM and calls him the B word, bro, you soft. Like what? You know what I mean? You could have at least said that on stage. It needed to happen like this. And he caught a back for it, I'm sure.
That's fair. And that's exactly what I expected. Like, I always expected him to talk about this in a special or some kind of something. Like, I'm not faulting him at all for doing it that way. I'm just saying, yeah, like, I know that you're a talented individual and you're a little bit more talented than just calling somebody a B-word over and over
and
again.
And, you know, I saw a lot of this on the internet as well. Chris Rock is a legend, all right? There's no debating that.
I'm not gonna debate it.
I was ready to debate apparently because the room got quiet when I said that. Chris Rock is a legend.
Okay, I mean that's facts. I would say that in any whatchamacallit. You just sent the poster for New Jack City. If you look at that,
he's Pookie.
Yeah. I think it's the fifth person on the poster.
Yeah, he's on there.
Is Chris Rock.
They did him dirty in that movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I know he's made some controversial moves, and he hangs out with people he shouldn't hang out with. And he lets, you know, some certain white people say the N-word. But I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm 27. I've hung out in a lot of rooms. I've hung out in a lot of circles. And I'm not saying it's okay, but a lot of y'all let people do it too around y'all. And
a lot of y'all be allowing Hispanics to say it because you don't want to fight them on it.
Yeah, so I'm not going to come here and take graces away from Chris Rock because of those things, because we all do it. I don't do it, but, you know, everybody else does it. So I'm not...
He said everybody else.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about...
And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping it.
Listen, the thing about... him only doing his bit to build off controversy and get numbers and whatever else, I don't buy it either. This was gonna, who knows how long this has been in the works, because again, he was touring with Kevin Hart, doing a whole lot of other stuff. And again, to wrap this up, I don't think Chris Rock was wrong for doing this. Terrible jokes or not, Will had it coming. And like he said, there's still a lot of things that Will slap Chris Rock for, but never answer to. Say whatever you want, bro. Your marriage is also too crazy, and you got a lot of questions to answer. Ain't nobody answering them. And you smack the... Chris Rock looked like he's 90 pounds when he's wearing a wet t-shirt. I can't let you get off the fact that you smacked them like that, if I'm being completely honest. Really? And with that, we're going to take a short break. Welcome to the Winning Podcast.
We're
going to
take a break.
Am I starting with the clip?
Yep. Go ahead and run it from like 131.
Vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek.
Yikes.
These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them. They believe in the system.
All right.
Here's the man you've heard referred to as the QAnon shaman outside the Senate chamber. These are...
So, obviously, we don't condone January 6th. That is definitely, we don't usually, you know, take any stances on politics. I feel like this is not even a political stance so much as it is like, if you're going to tell, you know, black people not to riot, then white people also probably shouldn't riot. but that's not even really the point either. It's more that Tucker Carlson truly, for some reason, believes that, these people were, you know, peaceful protesting or just taking a tour, you know?
That's insane. Are they still not trespassing at the end of the day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I just walk in and can I just walk into those buildings? Like,
I feel like under the pretenses that Tucker Carlson is giving here, I should be able to break into somebody's house and fight them off. And then give my friends and family a tour of their house.
And who is
as long as it's more of like a museum piece.
Who is Tucker Carlson? Somebody give me a quick rundown on this man.
So Tucker Carlson is a Fox News anchor, investigative reporter, and Republican.
Mm.
Well, I can't even really say Republican because like he's not a politician. He is just a person who probably votes Republican based off of the kind of content that he makes.
And where's
he makes
my cup? Can you
makes,
my cup, please?
Makes anti-democratic.
Are you good? Are you
anti-democratic good? Things.
Listen.
So
that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And he does not think they were right. Of course he doesn't think his friends were rioting and somebody hold my cup.
Oh no.
I'm passionate about this.
That's hella funny. I agree. You got that perfectly correct. Of course, the people that you agree with or the people that are executing your justice are not doing anything wrong.
Of course. Why is anybody upset about this? This makes complete sense. What I'm really upset about is how he goes, they're just in there taking selfies.
Yeah, that's the thing that's wrong. They weren't supposed to be in there.
You literally listed everything that's wrong without doing that. What's literally wrong is them being in there in the first place. They shouldn't be in there. Fine. You know what? Yeah, like you said earlier, what if I broke into somebody's house, but I don't break anything? I just, you know, just chilling on your couch, watching a movie, eating your chips. You know, but I never woke you up. You woke up the next day, went to work, got in your car, clocked in, and somebody goes, bro, look at this viral video of me just in your house while you were asleep. I didn't really do anything wrong. I didn't break anything. I just took some pictures, ate some food, watched some TV, it just happens to be at the White House. Or, you know, any other government agency.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't even make any sense. Who is this guy? And earlier, you said, you know, you feel like some news never makes it on my timeline.
Yeah.
And my response was, I think my algorithm knows better than to put stupid stuff like this on my timeline because there's no legitimacy to this. Like, yes, he's on TV or whatever news network is on. I'm sure he has a following. I'm sure he is Republican. I'm sure he is right wing and everything. But this clearly proves he does not know what he's talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
And for nothing else, the riots on January 6th proved to us that the whites can do whatever they want and get away with it and have it be called a promenade in the park or called pictures in the hallways, selfies in the hallways, making memories or whatever. But the minute we do that, because we're getting slaughtered, it's, look at these people rioting.
Absolutely. And that was my point at the beginning of this. Is like, why when we started this episode with like, why do we care what white people think? You're absolutely right. Why do we care what white people think? But at the same time, why are white people allowed to do things that we're not allowed to do? Because like Luigi's saying, if I were to break into somebody's house right now and be like, dude, I promise this is just, it's a historical landmark that you're living in. And I just really need to give a tour. Like no one would understand that.
No,
they would call the cops. I would probably end up being shot at some point in this interaction. And that would be the end of it. Like there's no understanding that. And I'm just baffled at the fact that somebody went on national television and was like, I promise you, this isn't as bad as it looks.
Which is crazy.
And you're like, we literally all watched it. And they're like, no, you did not.
You know what? And like I said, this is why I stick to Black Twitter mostly. I try not to venture onto other cultures, social media. Because I know this is what's going on.
Yeah.
I know this is what they're talking about. I know. Listen, I saw a tweet earlier today. I think it was from Lizzo, actually. She go, you know, I've met a lot of racist and fatphobic people. But they can't ever tell me why they're racist or fatphobic. They just are. Like, they never have a reason. You know what I mean? Like, so somebody like Tucker Carlson, like, he'll just believe what he believes and what is wrong or right, but he'll never have a reason why. Why is this not considered a riot? You know, like public, like destruction of government property. Why is this not considered a criminal activity? He'll never be able to explain that. You know what I mean? Because if I, like I said, showed up if I even showed up in a random community and even broke into the vacant home, somebody would still call the cops and be like, yo, there's a random man in this random house taking random pictures.
Bro, even if I didn't break into somebody's home, let's just say that you live in a gated community and the front gate is open from 8 a.m. to 6 for some reason. And I happen to wander in there and I start taking pictures of everybody's houses. That also would make you feel uncomfortable.
Weird.
Like, that, any way you slice this makes it sound ridiculous.
Let me ask this, because I don't know the guy, and I just want to maybe give him the benefit of the doubt. Did he have the same energy when black people were protesting?
Oh, man, he demonized them.
He did not.
He demonized them.
Yeah, see, this guy's goofy.
Yeah.
He's a cornball.
Yeah, he absolutely is demonized it. Is he married? I'm pretty sure he also...
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if he's married. I'm pretty sure he also tried to talk about the, like, the Seattle protest zone and all that stuff, too. Like, everybody loved to talk about that, but...
What frat do you think he was in? And honestly, a Tucker Carlson, I could have told you that.
I say Sig Up.
I'm going to be real with you. I could have told you a Tucker Carlson has all the worst and terrible ideas.
The worst ideas.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They were rioting for sure. They were destroying stuff. People were scared for their lives.
I think the best quote that I heard was, maybe it was from Chris Rock. I don't remember.
Chris Rock bringing him back up.
But it was, all I know is that if you have to punch a cop to get in, you're not sightseeing, you're fight seeing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you got to crawl through the window, you did not come there. On an invitation
to come
take pictures in the hallway.
There's nothing peaceful about sneaking.
Y'all throwing chairs, barricading doors. No, come on.
They're like, these are the images that you've seen in the media. Yeah, bro, because they're the images of the situation.
And they're honestly the one that matters. I don't really care about Susie whatever in the hallway taking a selfie. Because, yeah, you're right. She's not really hurting anybody. But what about those 30 guys down the hall trying to bust through the freaking, like, archives and do whatever?
Yeah, man. Not a good look.
I'm not letting them get this off. Tucker Carlson, you're a sick individual.
Yeah.
Also, how do you have two first names? Honestly, it's either two first names or two last names. Bad look, man. It's a bad look.
Speaking of two first names,
what does it look like? We should put a picture of him right here when we talk about this.
We'll I'm gonna do a lot of things this time.
You know what kills me whenever we talk about stuff like this? Is I know we got people in our friend group and circles who actually do agree with this guy, and it kills me.
Yeah.
Every time we talk about stuff like this, I know. I'm not saying that okay, let me say this. I have a feeling. It's a feeling. It's a thought. It's a whatever. But I just feel like we know a lot more people who might actually agree with us than they're letting on. Kind of like you when you said Prince Harry wasn't aware that his family was committing mass genocide across the world.
You're going to make me spit red wine. Hey, I didn't say that he didn't know that his family was committing mass genocide. You guys can go back and review that footage. We'll return to that another time.
Okay. Anyway. On to the next thing. What else are we talking about?
Speaking of two first names or two last names, depending on how you want to look at it, Aiden Ross, apparently.
Okay.
We've kind of talked about Aiden Ross before, because wasn't he the same one that we watched the video where he's like, there's only two genders?
Yeah.
And this time he's catching hot water for streaming porn on his new streaming service, porn, and at a certain point was having somebody like doing torture porn or something like that, like basically just running around terrorizing the people in their house, like, for views. The first instance was, he was like, guys, I bet you this platform wouldn't even ban me if I streamed whatever you guys wanted. And he's like, what do you guys want to stream? And they're like, porn. And he's like, I don't even condone this. And he does it anyway. And then he's like, guys, like, I wasn't streaming porn to just be, like, ridiculous. Like, I was just doing it because my chat was asking for it. And it's like, bro, you should know.
This is the guy with the little hairpiece balding under, but it's like, you know what I mean?
Kind of looking, yeah. He looks like the ultimate.
I want this to be the last time we talk about Aiden Ross on this podcast.
Good.
Let this go on record.
That's a good one, and I agree. But all I'm saying is,
listen.
Yeah.
This is what I saw this coming, because the one time he came across my whatever, it was him talking about, yeah, guys, I'm about to move to Kick. I'm going to stream porn. I'm going to stream this. I'm going to stream that. They have no regulations. And I'm going to be the first to say, because this topic is going to come up again later on this podcast, I believe the internet should be regulated. And yeah. I 100% believe
and we've that, talked about that
certain
before too.
Age groups and certain demographics shouldn't have access to certain stuff on social media,
yep.
on the internet, period.
Yep.
I don't think it's Aiden Ross's job to be streaming porn on Kick, because
the porn exists.
Call it whatever you want,
traditionalists
or not. Young kids don't need to be looking at porn yeah. from Aiden Ross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially, you don't need to be in an online circle jerk room with other
that's
people.
That's kind of weird.
Like that is definitely very weird.
I know a lot of these social media personalities build their whole persona on being either
shocking.
You know, yeah, like shocking, but I do believe being weird is an odd thing.
Yes.
You know, like, yes, there's quirky weird and everybody's trying to run with that as a cute thing or whatever, but no. It's weird behavior.
That's why e-girls do it and not other people.
Listen, it's weird behavior to get online and stream porn, and it's even weirder for you to go and donate money to that, right? Because you have to pay money to be a subscriber.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to
but I'm sure
in
you
order
are.
To watch, like, a stream, but yes, most of these people are subscribers, yeah. That's
and
what I'm saying.
Call
like,
it shock culture. Call it whatever you want.
To subscribe
I'm gonna go
to
ahead,
shock
I'm going
to
go ahead on a limb here
too.
And say Aiden Ross, I give him a couple years, it'll be a done deal.
Yeah.
It'll be a done deal.
I definitely feel like there's only so much longevity to you using shock as like your only thing. Like, we definitely have seen tons of people come build their careers on something that's never been done that is like obviously obsolete now. Like the Chris Angel mind freak.
You know,
like
I,
come on, dudes, like you're doing magic in a different way. Cool. Now nobody cares. Like
Aiden Ross is just too guy down the street for me to have this much influence.
I agree with that.
Call it whatever you want. Flip that however you want. But Aiden Ross is too mundane and it's too regular for me to be hearing about him as much as I have been. I'm sorry. He does not need to be streaming porn on Kick. And again, running to right-wing conservative media that for some odd reason let you stream porn and do whatever the hell you want is not the flex you think it is. Because again,
no.
That's a very odd community, because you guys already get off on the weird shit anyway.
Yeah. And the internet is an endless pile of garbage in some respects. Like, it'll always feed into that.
And honestly, shame on y'all for watching that.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's such nasty behavior. A room full of men, and sure, you know what? Fine. 98% men, 2% women. Watching porn together. Odd. Odd, weird,
yeah,
and you all elected for the same time. You know what? Anyway, scroll back up. I think we missed something. This is just nasty. Tucker Carlson,
oh,
Aiden
yeah.
Ross probably hang out together.
We gotta talk about some slightly serious,
some truly breaking news. And I'm actually kind of upset. We talked about these dudes before we talked about this next subject.
Yeah, I might even be able to cut the video so that it happens differently.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
Nasty work. Watching porn online together. Ugh. It's not even like watching a cam girl together. Yeah, y'all watching another God. Dude watch porn. And he's watching y'all watch him watch porn. Ugh. This is gross.
Anyways, we're gonna insert a little
Aiden
quick cut.
Ross.
All right, anyways, hold on. You know what we should do? Look to the left, and I'm going to look to the right, and then we'll come back in and say breaking news again. All right, breaking news. Breaking news,
I'm having a good
part
time
two,
with this.
Depending on how you're watching this. So we're just going to talk about something serious really quick.
I was just about to go there.
So in Mexico...
In Mexico.
A group of African Americans were kidnapped by the cartel. And was it only two of them survived?
Four of them. Three of them survived.
Four of them. Three of them survived. And we're slowly getting more information about that as it drops. I've been using CNN No free clout.
Man, I'm gonna cut that I've out, been looking to travel, and everywhere I'm looking to go, black people are not doing well.
It's more specifically,
it's scary.
More specifically, Haitians, which is even more close to home.
Yeah.
Because, like, where else was it? It was the DR. The DR was the DR where you were trying to go.
We're hunting people.
They were hunting Haitians.
Mexico, apparently, the cartel mistake. Yo, who are giving these leads?
Listen. Yeah, who is giving the leads? And I want to know if the person that gave the false lead gets punished.
Probably not. Because they're black.
Y'all got
you know
no
what?
Honor.
Listen, yeah.
Y'all got no honor. And listen. Hey, don't come for me on that.
No.
But all I'm going to say is we got a system over here where if the person who's giving false information gives false information, they are the ones that might end up getting dealt with.
Listen, yeah.
And that's just how it goes.
That's why I'm about to go somewhere undisclosed. Catch me when you catch me. But yeah, that was kind of odd.
Call him Carmen San Diego.
But I will say, I do need the shack. I do need the BBL and tummy tuck shackles to let go of my people.
Yeah, man.
This is just unruly.
Stop going to crazy places.
This is just unruly. What? It's the nuke, bro. BBLs and tummy tucks has hit the black community worse than crack.
Yeah, I can't lie about that. That's kind of disgusting.
It's kind of crazy. Why are you in Mexico trying to get a butt lift or a tummy tuck?
Man, yeah.
I watched the video. I did watch the video. I'm not out here victim blaming. I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I do believe black people should get to go wherever they want in the world and feel safe and get to experience cultures that they've never experienced before.
Absolutely.
I just got questions of where you were at, who you are getting this tummy tuck from, and why the cartel knew where they could find you. I don't really know how it works. I'm not into gang stuff. I'm just saying, as black people, why you're in Mexico trying to get a tummy tuck?
We got doctors here.
We do. If you can't afford it, maybe it's just telling you priorities should be rearranged.
I agree. That's where my heart is on this one. My heart does go out to y'all. I'm glad that the three of you that survived did return, and I hope that you can tell your story in a way that, you know, informs other people of what not to do in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's truly important here. We got to have awareness as people, because there's not enough of us.
And I do feel a lot, because they were thought to be Haitian drug smugglers. Haitians get a bad rep wherever we go. That just needs to be said. It is a lot of propaganda. It's a lot of propaganda. But my thing with that is, why does the cartel not have a better vetting system to know if you're a drug mule or not? Because it can't really look too good for the cartel to just be making mistakes like these. Or is that just me?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is I'm like, I want to know what the hierarchy is. So it's like, if a person messed up on this, right? Like, not only did you mess this up, but now, bro, like, we're on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sure, I'm sure they don't care about being
right,
on camera.
You know what?
Side
note,
like,
not to stop you. Side note, y'all going to crucify me for this. But I'll take all the heat. I was laughing. Why was I laughing? Yo, y'all ever seen three tiny ass Mexicans trying to lift three heavy set black people?
Bro,
it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Pardon my language.
That was crazy. Yeah,
bleep
I'm gonna
this
cut
out.
That.
Yo, the
that
video
was
only so long. There was no traffic was driving around them.
Yeah,
cars weren't stopping. The cars drove around them. Nobody came out to help. The reason why the video was so long is because. Them black folks were big. They could not lift them into that truck. That was insane.
Bro, yeah.
Anyway, back to regular programming.
Dang, bro. Because I saw him like, you ever seen somebody try to lift a sack of potatoes? That's too
bad,
bro.
They kept dropping them. And honestly,
they try to lift with their shoulders.
Yeah, if you're going to kidnap me, but you can't lift me, just let me go.
Just let me go.
Because now, not only am I kidnapped, my self-esteem is destroyed. I'm not coming back from this.
Well, and you're trying to tell
you couldn't even kidnap me on the first go. It took you five times.
You're trying to tell your homie, like, bro, just stand up and help. Like, stand up and walk. Like, help them out so that they just
honestly
don't kill us.
Yeah, listen, guys, I got this. I'd get myself in the back of the pickup. Bro. That was insane. But shout out to you guys coming home safe. I'm sure there'll be plenty of trauma to deal with. Okay, I know how that came off, but that's not how I meant to. Yeah.
We're going to edit this. We're going to figure this out.
No, it's fine because I mean it from the good place of my heart. But please, people, my people, all people, we can't be going to these countries. We can't be doing the sketchy things for things that don't matter. Don't do it for things that matter either. Don't do anything sketchy. But I hope you guys learn from this. And honestly, man, the Haitians really are being targeted.
Yeah, they really are.
You're getting stopped even if you're an American because you might be Haitian.
Of Haitian descent. Yeah. It's like, what does that even mean?
The last names, I'm telling you. They know the last names.
But even then, it's like, okay, dude, you're going to punish the person that probably doesn't even know or have any real affiliation to their heritage. You're gonna punish a person that's got no real like affiliation to their like heritage like that.
100%. That's how it works.
That just doesn't even make sense, bro. To me personally,
here's the thing:
if we can't get reparations, why can people keep record of things like that so far?
Listen, if anybody owes Haitians reparations, it's French, but that's a whole different topic, a whole different conversation. But what else we got up in here? We got who is that? What's the last thing we did on here?
Oh yeah, so we were gonna talk about the Murdaugh murders. Well, I was gonna bring that up and just say that it's good to see a white person get charged for something.
Is this the guy that killed
his wife and his kid or something like that?
But do y'all know the story behind this guy?
I don't know the entire story. All I know is that his entire family is like super famous lawyers and stuff like that. And then he also is like, he's accused of like 100 financial crimes. And he's like trying to kill his wife to like apparently distract from
listen,
that.
Listen. Hold on. I'm going to let y'all know what I know from this right after this commercial break. The Winning Podcast.
Video is go.
And we're back from our last commercial break. These aren't even really commercial breaks because I don't know what we're inserting in between these segments, but I'm pretty sure they're not commercials.
I do. There's something.
Okay.
They're bumps mostly. But.
Anyway, we're back with Murdaugh. Is that his name?
Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Pillsbury Murdaugh.
So, homie killed his family, is what we were talking about before. He had murdered his wife and son. But Caleb, what I was telling you was this is bigger than we're letting on. So, from what I've read online and the podcasts I've listened to, this man literally comes from a crime family. While his family has been practicing law for a while, as we all know, and whatever state they're in, I'm going to go ahead and say Maryland. I could be wrong. They've always been tied. Whenever something goes wrong, they're always tied to it. You know, like random murders, like this guy has had other murders where, you know, the nanny accidentally died in the house. Other people have accidentally died around him. His son and wife accidentally died by shotgun wounds around him. But when you look at his family history, you see all these traces of money laundering and bribes and corruption and them swaying things in their own favor, pretty much. So really, this is the tip of the iceberg, right? Like, this guy's done a whole lot of other stuff that are criminal. His family, really. Like, and I don't even mean this in the mobster type of way. They really come from a crime family. All they do is commit crimes and get away with it.
And not the cool kinds of crimes.
Yeah. You know, even in the documentary, which you can watch about him, you know, there's the story where his son goes out on a boat with all his friends and he's drunk and belligerent and, you know, somebody ends up passing away. And they get ahead of the story and flip that narrative however they can. So while we're just now catching like wind of this, this family is pretty freaking gnarly.
Yeah.
Like they're, it's insane.
Yeah. Based off of just any and all of these. Cause when you brought up the story about the boat and like people going out and some people not coming back, like that really reminded me of some of the things that I had heard. And that is just insane to me.
Like, yeah.
Like you said, it's like literally not even like mob-like because they're not doing it successfully. They're not doing it stealthily. They're not like hiding anything. They're just committing atrocities, really.
And getting away with it because they know the law. And don't get me wrong, they're extremely wealthy. You know, like this family really is the definition of generational wealth. But dog, these people are dirty. Like, that family is just crazy. And apparently it's because, you know, people are theorizing it's because the money's drying up. And he was trying to claim that last check off of his wife and son. I hope that's not the case, because if it was, man, that's some, nothing would really excuse this.
They said that he was facing 100 financial crimes. Maybe even more than that. And he apparently tried to order a hit on himself. Man tried to hire an assassin to kill himself so that his son could get life insurance.
Hey, somebody else tried to do that recently, and she's not getting any much hate than this guy's getting.
Hey, I highly doubt it. This guy sucks, though.
Do you guys know about this story?
Is it the Angelina Jolie one?
Yeah, man.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
No way. Yeah,
but we'll talk about that after we... Because it's two very different scenarios.
That's crazy.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nasty work. I don't even really know how to cover these topics. How are we still the thugs of America is really my main question. How is
are you calling a hit on yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Is there financial gain involved for me?
Yeah, obviously. Of course, you'd be 100%. Dead.
100%. Oh no.
Yeah, you'd be dead. I thought so maybe for like somebody a, maybe like your
I thought
kids.
This would be more like a missed hit, you know, like oh, almost kind of got me.
No hologram, no Tupac escaping to an island, like you call
oh, no,
hit
no,
on yourself.
No, I like living.
So that the fam can
I like
be.
Living. I'm all down for a scam of faking my death and getting millions off of that. Sure, whatever. I can go build another personality elsewhere. But to actually die? Nah, I'm not about that. that's so definitive. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And what if the effect you wanted your death to have is the complete opposite? You know, you think you're going to order a hit on yourself?
Out, what if they find out and they don't pay out that life insurance?
They don't pay it out. Or, you know, whatever significance you thought you were going to have in anyone's life doesn't happen. Now you're just dead. I'm not doing that. Ain't nobody worth my time like that. I'm not doing that.
No, not at all.
But this reminds me of the guy who drove his car off a cliff to kill his wife and kids in the car. Which, again, brings back the question, how are we the thugs? Like, how are... Whatever. This... What do you think possesses people to commit these crimes?
Honestly, I have no idea. A lot of times they'll try to say, like, crime of passion... Or, like, whatever.
A passion project.
Yeah, a passion project.
Passion
like,
project.
Come on, jeez. Dude. Like, there is no passion in this.
Mm-mm.
Like, this is not a passionate act. Like, you are... I don't really know what drives a person to this, but I feel like the prosecution's point was pretty good. Like, they're like, we think that he's trying to get away with a different crime. So that he doesn't have to do the time for the other crimes that he's accused of.
I'm sure.
Because the like statute of limitations will start to expire on some of these
too many
things.
Crimes.
Well, not like too many crimes, but like the statute of limitations and the timeline for trying a person for certain crimes is only so long.
Mm.
And if you are wrapped up in another thing where they literally can't try you for the other things, then they kind of just lose all face, and they can't really take anything. They can't really take anything from you.
Okay.
And
okay.
So, like,
fair enough.
The prosecution's point is like, we think that he's just kind of biding his time. Like, if he goes to jail for murder right now, we won't be able to try him for financial crimes.
Because at that point, it won't even really matter.
Yeah, it won't matter. And And say he only gets 15 years, right? For
he's not getting 15 years for killing. They definitely
already said that it was longer than that. I'm pretty sure it was like 100 and something years.
Sheesh.
But they gave him an unruly amount of time for the murders, but his defense is trying to appeal that to be like, I don't know whether it's a lighter sentence or it's whatever, because at this point he's being tried for that. And even if he goes to jail for that, like I'm saying, what are the odds that they're really going to keep pursuing him for the financial crimes? And then those people that he wronged in those financial crimes will never get any kind of reparation because
now we're just going down
because
the rabbit
he's
hole.
Just because he's just in jail.
Yeah, we're just going but, down the loop. And that's yeah. crazy.
But that's
this is
the
crazy.
That's,
you see how yeah. sick they are, and I'm not gonna say who I'm referring to as they, but yeah. it's just kind of crazy. But we're gonna keep on going because
how dare y'all know the law and use it like this?
Honestly, they literally did know the law.
Literally,
like that's
how,
crazy.
And how dare you use it like this? That's messed up, man. You can't even get my people out for weed crimes.
Talk about knowing the law. So there was a story that came out that Angelina Jolie hired a hitman to take her out because she didn't want to commit suicide based on the emotional toll suicide would take on her family.
I feel like being assassinated is just as much of an emotional toll.
That's the argument. People are saying that's not really any better because
that's literally not any better.
Because people are like, you're Angelina Jolie who had it out for you.
Yeah, what? That's like being like, yeah, you know, I feel like my family would be less traumatized if I was blown up as opposed to being burned alive. And they're like, your family's going to be pretty upset regardless.
Either way, yeah.
Because they're not really going to be able to identify you or piece you back together. So
because if you commit suicide, yes, they, you know, what were the signs? What could we have done differently?
At least
but
it'll bring awareness to mental health.
They would still be like, what were the signs? What could we have done differently?
Yeah.
You know, should we have been tasting your soup for you every time we go out to eat? Like, who had it out for Angelina Jolie?
And then your kids are worried that somebody's out for them.
But she did say she was trying to do it to save her family from the emotional anguish of her committing suicide. Do you agree with that?
Wrong. Failed.
I yeah.
Absolutely failed.
I was going to try to debate you on that, but honestly, no, I don't get it either.
Yeah, task I'm not, completely
I don't
want
to see it coming. You know how insane it is to live
Bro,
your life?
What?
With somebody being like, yeah, I got you. I'll come take you out. Just, you know, whenever you're out and about next time.
I mean, like, obviously, I personally don't find, you know, suicide very funny. It's not cool. It's not the, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to feel, yada, yada, yada. But I do find it slightly ironic that the person who played in Wanted hired a hitman.
That is crazy.
She said, low-key, I need you to curve the bullet.
That is crazy. She did, though. She said, make it look like an accident.
That is ridiculous, though.
But not.
That's just very interesting. It's intriguing that is like, that's the level that you have to turn to in American society to turn the cameras away from you is like, in order to protect your name or whatever it is, whatever legacy that you want your family to believe.
I didn't know you could hire people to kill you. I'm just going to say that.
I mean, technically you can't, but. You know, I think a long time ago we talked, you and the former co-host talked about, like, I don't remember who it was. Maybe we talked about, like, it was around the era of the Casey Anthony thing. Like, somebody tried to hire a hitman to kill their husband or something like that, and the hitman just turned him in.
that's crazy too.
Yeah, like. I'm sure that's exactly what happened in this situation. Like, you can't really be a celebrity and be like, yeah, I want you to kill me, like, da 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 da, without somebody being like, I'm gonna just tell somebody else.
Yeah, that would never work.
And so, like, if you're really trying to make it seem like an accident, there are probably a ton of other ways that you could have made that happen. Yeah. And, like, hiring a person
to commit suicide
specifically. I know, but, like, I don't know, pay a helicopter pilot who's also suicidal or something. I don't know.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't
know. So we're going to move on. That's crazy.
I don't know.
He said, find like-minded individuals.
Yeah, like whatever you got to do, create a pact.
That's sick. Yeah, that's what we got out of that.
Create a pact. I don't know. Like, it's hard to say because in my opinion, I feel like if there is a degree of imbalance to the point where you feel like suicide is the only option, that like the doctor assisted suicide should be something that's optional.
Yeah.
But it's not. And I'm pretty sure most of the United States, if not completely outlawed across the United States. But I feel like if that's how you are feeling, you got to go through like a, I don't know, a 1-year rehab program where they try to convince you otherwise, not through forcing it on you, but maybe just giving you some help.
What if I just needed a year and a day?
Hey, well, they give you, they 365? Give you
365? Yeah, I still want to die.
366?
366? I might want to live.
Hey, and maybe that's what it takes. Like, I don't know. Somebody needs to create a program is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get that.
If that's the overall solution to the problem is that we want to give everybody the option to control their own life to an extreme, then there needs to be the control, you know?
Kind of like the drug centers that we're opening up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if a person can be like Kid Cudi in, I think it was like 2010 or something like that. He's like, I'm so depressed, I'm going to go into rehab. Like, if we can go to rehab for, like, rehab facilities just for depression, then I feel like we should be able to provide services. An option for
other, yeah.
Yeah, I get like, that. if you go through all those things and you're like, nah, that's it, like, I'm still not really feeling it, then there should still be an option. I'm not going to, obviously, that's a very, sorry, yeah, that's a pretty political stance, like, relative to other things, but, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of saying if there's nothing else.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get that. I mean, I'm right there with you. So there's not really much else to discuss on that. That's obviously a very touchy subject. I don't feel well equipped enough to, you know, discuss it in depth and everything. So we'll leave it at that. So moving on, we're in the last stretch here. Breaking news again. Metro Boomin sells half of its publishing some of his publishing rights for $70 million.
What do you mean by publishing rights? Like the rights to make things future or the right to distribute things that already
exist?
So
he sold a certain percentage of his current publishings, which Metro Boomin's an independent artist. He actually owns most music he works on. Yeah. So Heroes and Villains, you know, besides the splits, the samples, and the artists, he owns all of that for himself. Mm-hmm. So it looks like he maybe sold, you know, not the direct numbers, but he may have sold 30, 20, 50, 70, a certain percentage of it. And I guess that percentage was worth $70 million.
That's crazy.
I'm not mad at that at all.
And especially for an artist and producer so young.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a small.
And it's only his current
publishing,
which means all the new ones he's gonna have. You know what? You know, sorry, can't
still
talk.
All independent.
Who knows what other deal he might make based off of that alone? I'm not mad at Metro for doing this, and I'm just gonna go on a limb and say Metro's maybe made 10 to 15 to 30 mil in his career. So I think Metro is probably putting himself in a better capital position to make better investments and grow his craft, hopefully.
Absolutely.
I don't think this is a bad deal at all. I mean, Justin Bieber got 200, but granted, Justin Bieber has been in the game a lot longer.
Yeah.
And probably has a way bigger reach.
Yeah, I feel like that was like more individual items in a catalog too that he was selling.
Because he also came out when, you know, physical copies are still being sold. Metro is more of a digital era DJ. Not to say Metro doesn't have a stamp on when physical copies are being moved, but I think we can all agree Metro really caught his big break when DSPs became commercialized.
Absolutely.
So I'm not mad at 70 mil. You know what I mean? Because it's less, I would consider it less than a decade of work. Than a decade of work, 70 mil?
And he's how old? Like our age?
He's like, he's in his 20s, maybe early 30s at the most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So at this point, if you take 10 years, like 10 years of a career, and you say he's probably got 3 or 4 more of those, and you do this every 3 or 4, you do this like every 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Like you got 4 times 70 mil at least. And every time you do it, it's going to increase in value.
He can do it again for sure.
You got 70 mil this time. It, between these publishings and the next publishings, might be a quick 150.
Yeah.
And you never know where it'll go from there.
I just really think that Metro made this move because he's getting ready to give us something bigger. He's getting ready to reinvest in himself and his group and his camp and his friends. So I look forward to what he's going to do with it. I like Metro's career so far. I think he's made all the right decisions. And again, 70 mil, that's a lot of money. No matter, I'm sure Twitter will be up in arms and feel like that's not a lot of money. But I promise you, 70 mil is a lot of money, even after the tax breaks.
Yeah.
And you never know. He might take a page out of Drake's book, move to Turks and Caicos, not even have to pay taxes. Now he's really sitting on 70 mil. But anyway, either here nor there.
Y'all never know how these people be taking their deals.
Mm-hmm.
He could have taken that 70 million gold bars,
yeah,
for all we know.
Yeah. But talking about gold bars, we could talk about Goldilocks. Is that? No, that's not really.
That's kind of like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. I would say so.
Yeah.
It's close.
Go ahead and you take this one off, because I have my own thoughts and opinions about this.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of things. We got Northwest hanging out with Ice Spice, which this was incited by, did you see Northwest drew that portrait of Ice Spice?
I think I saw that, yeah.
That was how all of this started, because Everybody's always been like, Northwest is so talented.
Is she?
Yes, technically she is. Yeah, like I've seen some paintings and stuff that she's done. They're pretty.
I think I'm too old to follow the Kardashians' kids.
I'm not here to follow the Kardashians' kids, because here's the deal: if my man's like, if you had kids, right, and you're like, I don't want my kids on social media, and I found out that your kid's on social media, I'm not gonna follow your kid on social media because they're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, fair enough.
So,
well, like, I'm just saying, like,
and I'm not saying like I'm Kanye's dog, you know, like, but for me as a person, just as a bystander in the social community, like, I don't feel the need to follow a celebrity's child.
I agree. So let's cover this real quick. Northwest and Ice Spice, what's going on there?
They were hanging out. They were hanging out. They were dancing. You know, they recorded a TikTok.
So what's the issue?
The issue is that I feel like for what Ice Spice represents in a lot of ways.
Which is?
I don't know. Ice Spice is very much a icon in the current space, but also sexualized a fair amount. And the way in which some of those songs, or at least the lyrics, play is a little difficult for me to see, like, promoting it with a child, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound like a crazy Republican or crazy conservative here right now. Like, there's just something like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where he at. I bet she blowing her back. Like, you don't really need to be saying in a room full of children. And that's just like where I'm at on that one.
I mean, I agree.
I agree. I guess cool, you know, meet your icons. Like, hang out with your artists. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool. But I don't think that it's so crazy cool, like, that they needed to be doing, you know, like, TikTok dances and stuff. I did see
the video.
It just seemed like it was a little weird.
I also saw the part where Ice Spice almost threw it back.
Yeah, I was
did
like,
see that. She caught herself.
She did.
I'll give her that.
She did.
She caught herself.
She did.
In that room, I don't think them kids could probably formulate that almost happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to talk about that. I hate this, but I am going to talk. I have to talk about it, because I do remember the video Northwest posted with Ice Spice, or without Ice Spice, but she was dressed like her.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I can see people's issue with this. In the video, you know, they're dancing around her, singing, they're rapping along and doing all that. And right at the point where Ice Spice would turn around and start twerking, Northwest also kind of turned around.
Yeah.
I was not looking for Northwest to start twerking. I just want to make sure that I'm saying this properly.
Yeah.
I was not looking for any weird shit at all. I just wasn't. Yeah. But there was a clear correlation from when, you know,
to how the music video plays and to how North behaved in that video.
Yeah. So right then and there, I can see the outrage.
Yeah.
Because, again, call it whatever you want. I do think, actually, I don't really know how old them kids are. But to me, they look too young to be at least replicating what is going on in Ice Spice's music video. I can't sit here and say at their age I wasn't listening to rap or looking for big booty women on Nelly's rap videos. I can't say I wasn't. You know what I mean?
But I can also tell you my parents hated it.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Like, it wasn't okay. It still wasn't okay.
Yeah, like it wasn't allowed.
It still wasn't okay. And I do think, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, come down on the rap game or hip hop culture or any of that at all, but I mean, a lot of that shaped how we view women now. A lot of us black men, all we want is a curvy woman. You know what I mean? Like, we saw that somewhere a lot growing up. And a lot of time, it was in our music videos. You know? So I get it. Like, life does imitate art. And I don't know what Northwest is getting ready to do when she paused and turned around. I just know what Ice Spice would have done in that situation, which in the previous video she almost did, and in all her videos she almost did.
Yeah.
But I still do have to play devil's advocate and say that ultimately, how old is Northwest?
I don't know. I want to figure that out.
Because it's hard for me to like be upset at them or Ice Spice, or Kim. Really,
she's definitely not an adult. Northwest is 9 years old.
You're lying.
Northwest is 9 years old.
Okay, those are some pretty big 9-year-old kids.
June 15th, 2013.
That is crazy. So, yeah, there's a lot of outrage to be had there. I don't think... I mean, you know what I mean? Sure, you're a fan. You want to meet Ice Spice. I think there could have been another way to do it.
Yeah, there's another way to make content.
Because kids are still kids.
Y'all could have went out for ice cream. Like, listen, going out for ice cream with Ice Spice is probably a way cooler piece of content, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Than dancing in your house.
And this brings me back, if I'm being completely honest, to the whole issue.
Talk trash on a 9-year-old, though.
This brings me back to the whole issue I had about Ice Spice in the first place.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Ice Spice is not groomed well enough to be doing the things she's doing now, and it's not no fault to her.
Yeah.
It's not no fault to her.
What is your publicist on?
Yeah, like Ice Spice. Even seeing Ice Spice on the stage of Rolling Loud, I can see the talent, but at the same time, I'm like, you're not being developed. No one's taking care of you. You know what I mean? No one is. It feels like no one is really out here looking out for her well-being. This feels like another cash grab because she doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. Like, literally all the comments are like, why Ice Spice look like she was pasted into this video?
Yeah, like no one was like, oh, this is so cool you guys are doing this. Everybody goes, wow, Kim hired her to do this. She's not a clown.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, yo, that's messed up.
No one is giving Ice Spice the respect or wanting to see her in a different light because, again, no one's developing her.
No.
We're just being fed Ice Spice as, you know, quick and quirky and just, oh, you know, like whatever, munch like, you know what I mean? Like whatever. Yeah, and I think everyone's doing her a disservice because now with no actual backbone of who Ice Spice is, people are like, why is Northwest hanging out with this girl who all she does is shake her butt? Like, it's true. Like, no matter how you want to split it, no matter which side of the fence you land on, the reality is Ice Spice does not have enough.
We don't know Ice Spice as a person that's good with kids. Like, there's literally no record of that. And I don't know why we would, like, promote that.
So I can see why there's a lot of outrage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, off the record, we're talking about Cardi B. And as provocative as Cardi B is, she really, you know, at least publicly tried to go out of her way to keep her kids away from all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the difference, and I think that's what people are gripping at. And I, on that level, I have to agree. But on the same level, I can't blame Northwest or Ice Spice for this. No. I blame the industry. I blame Kim Kardashian. I blame the people who let her do this. I blame everybody. I blame the people who let Northwest upload that TikTok knowing it was going to be controversial.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. And now the big question is, and what everybody else is talking about, is was Kanye right?
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I don't want to say right, wrong, none of that. All I'm going to say is, if my parents told me they didn't want me on social media, I got whooped for being on social media.
I did too.
I lied about having a Facebook. Yeah, my parents told me they didn't want me on social media. They found me on Twitter. And not only did they find me on Twitter, they found me on Twitter talking trash about them.
Hey,
so they seriously whooped me.
That's lit.
They beat me down.
I do think there's an age group where social media is mad influential on your development. And especially when you're a celebrity, which that family, no matter what, they are a celebrity family. Yeah, you don't have access to this for a minute.
Yeah, man.
We're just not doing this.
Yeah.
And people try to, you know, label Kanye all sorts of names. And yes, Kanye went through a very odd period of his time or, you know, of his life. And he's still going through it. But say whatever you want.
That was the only thing that I would say he might be actually right.
Yeah, because, again, no fault to Ice Spice, no fault to Northwest. I do think there's a time and place. And this could have at least been done off camera.
Yeah, and if it was going to be on camera, there are other things you could have done.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Don't put yourself into the position.
The last 2 seconds of, you know, the clip that had her talking about getting bent over or whatever. But still, you know what I mean? We don't really need to know all that.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, do whatever y'all want, man. People are going to be people. This is just my opinion. I don't have kids. What do I know?
Yeah. And I don't want any, at least anytime soon. So,
and I do think
you don't need my opinion.
Ice Spice is being forced on us. Yeah. And again, no fault to her, because whoever is supposed to be looking after her career is not really taking care of her, and that's not fair to her anyway.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us this week and every week that you join us, because honestly, this is such a formative process for us. Like, I was just telling Luigi off camera that before we did this, I hated video production, like, so much. We literally had to do it in college, and I would try to offload that as much as possible. But specifically for this, I enjoy doing it, and it's only because I know that somebody out there is watching these. And
all right, let's stop him right there.
Hey,
what we're not I'm gonna being do, sappy. What we're not gonna do in the podcast is just sit on here and stroke our egos.
I'm not don't nobody, the ego.
Don't nobody
all
care about
was,
that. Oh, I'm
thank
enjoying
y'all.
This. Okay,
all I said was thank
enjoy
y'all.
It in peace. Because, and with that,
oh my god.
And with that, it's been another great episode, another great week. Can't wait for y'all to hear this. We out the winning podcast.